Hi. Andy, are you there?
Hold on, it's Allie, Andy's assistant.
Oh, hi, Allie. This is
how
Ken.
How are you doing?
Good, how you doing? You're on the air.
Oh, ha!
You sound fantastic.
Wonderful, that's what I like to hear. I have a voice for radio and a face to match. Andy will be on very shortly.
How would you describe yourself in relation to Andy Breckman?
I am his gal Friday.
You are?
Yes.
So you work on the good. You work on the good cop.
I do. Yes.
Uh-huh. Is everybody all excited about the good cop?
I think so. There's quite a lot of buzz about it.
Who do you like better, Josh Groban or Tony Danza?
Oh no, that's like asking me if I had children. Who my favorite children are?
Just between you and me. Everybody's got a favorite kid.
I know, I would agree, but truly, I think I love them both equally.
You love Tony Danza and Josh Groban the same, the exact same amount?
Yes, the exact same amount.
That's uncanny.
I would pass a lie detector test.
Wow. So what's Andy doing right now?
Andy is just wrapping up a meeting upstairs.
Really?
And setting up his Skype.
He's in a meeting?
Like Gal Friday would.
He's in a meeting right now.
Yes.
Wow. And he realizes that his radio show has begun.
Well, it is 6:01.
Yeah. I guess we're uptight about time here in the radio business.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
If you'd only give me a moment, I will grab him.
No.
Oh, wait, Ken, here he is. Here's the man himself.
Wait, are they on the air?
Oh, yes. Boy.
Wait, do I do this or?
You can just speak like right there.
Oh, okay. Hey, are you heading home?
I'm gonna head out.
Okay, so I can get to the next one easily.
Yeah, I put that. It right behind there, so it's ready to go.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's all plugged in, ready to go.
I love it. Wait, am I on the air?
You are.
Oh, for the love of God. Hey, buddy. Bye. Thanks, Allie.
What's Allie really like, Andy?
She is a godsend. I'm lucky to have her. Just like I'm lucky to have you in my life, Ken.
Thank you, Andy. You sound kind of like crap.
Wait, hold on. Should I plug a microphone in?
If you have a microphone, yeah, that would be good.
Okay. Hang on, my friend. Hang on, my little friend. Hang on, buddy.
Yeah, and if you go silent, then you have to take the microphone back out.
Okay, just hang on, buddy.
Okay, I'm hanging on, Andy.
I'm plugging it in. Get ready.
Andy is Skyping in.
Here we go.
From. Are you still there? Yeah.
You tell me?
Yeah, you are.
Wait, can you hear me better?
No, it sounds just as bad as before, but.
What? Because wait. How come my microphone isn't registering? How come Skype doesn't register it?
Yeah, because it's not working. Forget it.
Wait, but it's worked in the past.
Yeah, that's okay. You're on a different computer.
I am.
I assume, yeah. So it's a whole different setup.
Wait, I have my other computer here, though.
Nah.
Downstairs.
Too late.
Wait, just hang on. I'll be back in like 12 minutes.
No, really. No.
Hang on.
No.
Ken, I'll be right back. It'll
no.
take me 12 minutes.
No.
You've never been more frightened in your life.
I wasn't that frightened.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
I've been thinking about you today. Last when we talked in the morning, you were on your way to the bank.
Yes. Yes, I was.
Banks are great.
Yeah. Yeah, they love
great.
They love me at the bank.
Because you're a thousandaire. You
right.
have over $1,000.
Yeah, and they reminded me of that this morning.
Here comes Ken Friedman, the thousandaire.
Yeah. So you know what Allie was telling me before you came on, came down to do your radio show? She was saying that she loves Josh Groban a lot more than Tony Danza.
No, she didn't.
She's got a big thing for Josh Groban.
She didn't say that. We got very lucky with our whole cast.
No, I'm sure Tony Danza's great. No, look, no question. He's the lead. What was the show he was in way back when?
He was in a show called Taxi, which was a classic.
That's right. He was in Taxi with Andy Kaufman.
He was in...
Wow.
He was the star of a show called Who's the Boss, which ran for many, many, many years.
So what's Allie's problem? How can she not love Tony Danza?
Everyone loves Tony Danza, and Allie loves him more than most. She adores him.
Does she love him more than Josh Groban?
I don't know what you want. I don't know why you're poking at this dead, dead, dead dog. It's just... Find another dead dog to poke, buddy.
I'm not. How can I be sure it's dead?
Ken.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? This dog is dead.
It's still oozing.
Yeah, it's dead. Hey, do you hear the sirens behind me?
I do. Those Hunts Point sirens.
Here in New York, you don't worry when you hear police sirens. You know when you worry?
When you don't.
When you don't hear police sirens.
Right, right.
That's when you start to worry.
Right. That's like you don't worry when you see a cop on the corner. You worry when you see half a cop.
Half a cop, yeah, on the corner.
Yeah. I'll never forget your half a cop joke.
Apparently you won't.
No.
So you tune into the show. You hear Andy Breckman material, some of it done by me.
Uh-huh.
Some of it done by you.
Yep.
How you doing, little Kenny? My little buddy go to the bank all by himself like a big businessman. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Andy.
I'm going to the bank. You were so excited. Did they give you a tour of the vault? What did you? Why were you so excited?
They did give me a tour of the vault, as a matter of fact.
I'm sure they did. To the bank.
It was a 19.
You sounded like you were 8 years old. Did you take the train to the bank?
No, I drove an auto car.
Good for you, Kenny.
I took a ride in one of those horseless carriages.
It must have been very important because I know you missed part of your own show.
I did, yeah.
Because you had to go to the bank.
It's a long story.
I don't want to hear it.
Can you poke the dead dog a little more?
Poking the dead dog.
Yeah.
We should change the name of our show.
No, because it's not completely dead yet. It would be
your bank story?
It would be the humane thing to poke it until it's actually dead.
Yeah. That bank story is dead, buddy.
Okay.
You want to move on? You want to go back? You want to go back and like move the dead dog, bury it? What do you want to do?
Well, no, there is an interesting fold to the bank story. Which is in the middle of my banking experience.
Yeah.
I had to go to the bathroom very, very badly.
Yeah.
And the banker had to accompany me to the bathroom. You want to know why?
Because you had, I don't know, tons of bills sticking out of your pockets? I don't know.
Because if they had let me go to the bathroom by myself, I might have been able to break into the vault. The vault was open, and I had to walk past the vault to get to the bathroom.
Wow.
And then
so
there
you
were,
did get a view of the vault.
Yeah, I did get it. It was a beautiful old 1920s vault.
And what were they afraid you would do?
Walk into the vault.
Was the vault unmanned? Was it unoccupied?
Yes. It was really weird. The vault was wide open. The guy accompanied me, told me where the bathroom was, and then he kind of stood guard in front of the vault.
Man, if only you could have somehow hypnotized that guy.
Right.
Then you could have gotten that, and the world would be your oyster.
Oh, my God, you're right. I should have hypnotized him. I hit him over the head. I should have just hypnotized him.
Yeah. Then the world wouldn't have to suffer through those damn marathons every March.
Damn straight. So how is this going to work tonight? We're trying to find the biggest fan of 7 Second Delay.
Oh, yeah, the person who loves us the most.
And we wanted two people on the air at the same time. Is that the idea?
Isn't this pathetic that we are just so insecure, desperate, that we need to have that void filled? We need to hear people telling us how much they love us.
There's
a sadness to that.
Yes, there is. There is, yeah. Certain sadness.
You would think you and I are in show business. We're so sad. So we need the applause. We need the, well, is this going to work?
I don't know.
The idea was fans of the show would call and we'd put them on the phone together and then we'd judge who was the bigger fan of the show.
Right.
And they could stay on the line and the other caller would be disconnected. And then we'd take another call and to see if that caller was a bigger fan than the first caller.
But then the first caller would have to repeat all of his bona fides all over again, wouldn't he or she?
I don't know. Kenny, I don't know.
Hey, listen, you got off the hook last week. You got off easy last week because we know it wasn't a great show, but our appraiser, Sam, from Jersey City, declared it to be not bad. He said it was a weak show but not a bad show. So you wriggled out of having to pay out all that bad show insurance money last week.
I hope Sam is a big, big fan of dead dogs. I hope he's got a pet cemetery in his backyard.
And now I just got to warn you, you sound like you're losing the will to live, and it's only 11 minutes into the show.
No, this is going to be great.
Okay.
Wait, I'm going to write down the phone number of our show. Hold on.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're looking for 2 7-second delay fans to discuss the show, and we figure out who loves the show more.
And then we'll move on to the next fan, and we'll see. It's kind of like the gunslinger. We'll see who can topple the biggest fan. Who will end up at the top of the heap?
What is the gunslinger? Is that some 1940s television show?
No, it's like the gunslinger in the Old West, the fastest gun.
Oh, yeah, I see.
The guy with that reputation. Young gunslingers would come to town and challenge him. They'd want to be known as the fastest gun. Like the Gregory Peck movie, The Gunfighter.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that movie?
No, but I've seen Deadwood, so I kind of know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe you're familiar with the Bob Dylan, Sam Shepard song, Brownsville Girl.
Don't know it.
No, that's not true.
Sam Shepard?
Brownsville Girl?
What role did Sam Shepard play in that song?
He co-wrote it, and it's one of Dylan's greatest epic ballads.
Really? Sam Shepard co-wrote a song with Bob Dylan?
It's brilliant from start to finish, and it's about the song The Gunfighter.
About the movie The Gunfighter.
About the Gregory Peck movie The Gunfighter.
I see.
How can you say you're a Dylan fan? It is one of the top 10 Dylan cuts of all time.
What album is it on?
It's on Knocked Out Loaded. There might have been a Christian rock song somewhere on the album. So
Knocked Out Loaded?
Knocked Out Loaded.
Erwin, is that an actual Bob Dylan album? Knocked Out Loaded? I think I slept through that one, sorry. But Andy,
God, Kenny, treat yourself. Brownsville Girl. Wait, let's play it right now.
Okay, I'll bring it up. We have a call.
It doesn't matter.
Hey,
the call.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy. I haven't talked to Andy all day, so I just figured I'd just chime in and say hi.
Hey, darling. Hey, darling, that's right. I've been working. I'm so busy, I didn't get to check in.
Oh, sorry, Beth. There's Andy. There he is.
Oh, hey, hi, honey.
Hey, honey. I just want to say hi. No,
I've been busy. I didn't check in today.
I know. Anyway, I just want to say hi.
You know who's a rock star? Your friend David. He's great.
Oh, good. Oh, well, I love you. I need to go back to the show. I'm sure you'll have good fans.
Okay, wait. I couldn't quite hear the last.
I love you.
She loves you, Andy. Beth loves you.
Wait. So that's our first. That's our first fawning fan call. We want people to fawn over us.
Yeah, top that. Top that.
Oh, it's not that.
I hope someone loves you. Well, now I'm
sure Evan. I'm sure Evan will call and fawn over Uncle Ken.
Okay, I love you guys. Bye.
Bye, Beth. But we want...
Brownsville Girl up?
I'm looking for it. Hang on.
Oh, my God. I just gave you the greatest birthday gift of your life.
Sam Shepard, he was in the Holy Modal Rounders, too. I didn't know he co-wrote songs with...
He co-wrote one song, but it's the greatest. There was a movie I seen one time. It starred Gregory Peck. That's the first line of the song.
This It's an 11-minute long song, Andy.
Yeah, but it seems like it's 9. So good.
Well, there was this movie I seen one time. About a man riding across the desert, and it starred Gregory Peck.
Okay. Yes, it sounds like a great song.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Go kiss a dead dog.
I'll poke a dead dog, thank you very much.
Okay, 201. I don't think this is a good idea for a show. Why don't we do the most interesting caller?
Okay.
It's hard to solicit calls asking for people to praise us.
It is. It's very embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah.
There's something sad about it. But suppose we got people on the phone to tell us their most interesting story, the story about the celebrity they once met, or the most interesting coincidence of their life, or how they met their spouse. Mm-hmm. The most interesting, best, number one dining out story. And we'll put two callers on the phone, and we'll judge which one is the most interesting. And then we'll hang up on the least interesting caller and put another caller on, and we'll keep doing that until we end the show with the most interesting listener that we have.
Oh, man, that idea rocks.
We will find our most interesting listener. So okay. What's our number, Uncle Ken?
It's 201-209-9368. And Andy, we go to line one with Danielle in Hunton Township. Hi, Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
I think you made Danielle up.
I did.
I think she's just one of your imaginary caller friends.
Yeah, it's like Beverly. It's like you and Beverly.
Who's Beverly?
Whenever you're fishing for a woman's name, you come up with Beverly.
Well, more often than not, I'm right.
No, you've never been right, actually.
Most women are named Beverly, and that is a fact.
That is not a fact. Every time you've ever called a woman Beverly, you've turned out to be wrong.
It is not a true or accurate fact, but it is, in fact, a fact.
What kind of fact is it?
It is what they call a false fact.
Okay, false fact.
201-209-9368. There are many different kinds of facts out there, Ken.
So there's true facts and false facts.
Yes.
There's alternative facts.
Yes.
And what other kind of facts are there?
There's true facts.
We covered those already.
That is a true fact. 201-209-9368. Okay, so we're looking for the most interesting story that you have. And we'll pit it against another caller's interesting story. Have you had a close call with a celebrity? Has there been an amazing coincidence in your life? What else could make someone interesting?
They have a really great boiler story. I know
a story about your boiler getting repaired.
I've been repairing a lot of boilers. There's been a lot of boiler issues lately, Andy, with that cold snap.
That's true.
A lot of frozen pipes, a lot of broken boilers.
We actually had trouble with our heat. That's a true story because you can't make this up. I'm not a good enough writer to make this up.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out not to be a problem with the boiler. It turned out to be a problem with the gas line.
Whoa! Hey, Andy.
Yeah, the gas line was impeded.
Andy, Danielle has called back. Hi, Danielle. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
So I wanted to put my son up for your biggest fan.
Okay, Andy, we're back to biggest fan.
Well, wait, hold
on.
Sorry,
when I called in, you were still on that old topic.
Yeah.
Wait. And how old is your son?
He is 5 weeks old.
No. He's 5 weeks old? Well, congratulations for one thing.
Thank you. So hear me out. So when we brought him home from the hospital, we had a mattress for him, and we needed a sheet for the mattress, and we figured out that a pillowcase fit the mattress perfectly. So we happened to get your pillowcases in the mail like 2 days later. So he's been sleeping on both of your pillowcases for his whole life.
Wow.
Pillowcase, yeah. That was our marathon premium last year.
Yeah, the Name That Stain pillowcase by Andy.
Wouldn't you agree that the Ken pillowcase is the creepiest thing you've ever laid eyes on?
It's really creepy, and it's really creepy when I put my baby on it. So yeah. I've actually been flipping the pillowcase around so the baby doesn't see that Ken's creepy pillowcase.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do.
But your pillowcase is pretty cool, Andy.
I've walked down the street with Ken, and people with babies just turn their strollers around or they shield their baby's eyes. It happens a lot.
So your pillowcase, Andy, the one that says name that stain, it has all these fake stains all over it. That's the non-creepy pillowcase.
Well, it's interactive fun. People can play along with the pillowcase.
I see.
And also, the beauty of it is you can get stains on it, and you can blame me.
Yeah.
What's the creepiest part of my pillowcase? Is it me or is it Andy?
Probably Andy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's not Andy's fault.
It's a very meta pillowcase.
You photoshopped the hell out of it.
Well, it's a pillowcase that has a picture of a pillowcase on it.
Ken.
The dog's not dead yet, Andy.
What passes for wit on our show? It's just so pathetic.
Andy, we have a second caller about to be approved by Nick the Bard.
Oh, Nick just put him through.
Danielle, what's your son's name? Is it Bradley?
It's Brad's my husband. He's the one who sent the picture in for the,
okay.
the newsletter. Yeah. But my son's name is Vincent.
And Vincent was on last week's 7 Second Delay newsletter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Tell us a cute story about Vincent. Is he sleeping? Is he letting you sleep a little bit? Are you getting 4 or 5 hours at a stretch?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. He sleeps better on your pillowcase than Ken's.
Right.
And can you make sure that he sleeps with Andy's pillowcase every night for the first 5 years of his life?
He might outgrow that.
No, because of it.
And what would you say, his stool is firm or is his stool soft?
You don't really want to know that.
Well, this is the kind of stuff we were hoping to get into today. No, I guess we don't want to know that. That's a topic for a whole other show.
Well,
we don't want to waste it on this show.
Danielle and Andy, I hate to interrupt stool talk, but Phil in Highland is with us. Hi, Phil. You're on the air.
Stool talk. It's
good to talk to you guys. I've been listening to you intermittently for the last, 4 or 5 years.
Oh, thanks, Phil.
Who do you like better, Phil, me or Ken?
I don't want to say it because I don't want to get hung up on.
I knew it. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. I want to stay on the line.
He's gone. And we move over to Boswell in Highland Lakes. Hi, Boswell.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How you doing, Boswell?
Do you have a more interesting story than little Vinny sleeping on that new pillowcase?
Yeah, I was listening to all that. Yeah, I caught you guys in between. I had an interesting boiler story, though.
Excellent.
All right. So I've been doing it for 15 years. And one time I saw a really old boiler and it ran on a millivolt, which means there was no electric going.
Get out of town.
Just a gas pipe and that was it.
But a millivolt boiler
for safety.
Wait, I'm sorry. Of course I know what a millivolt boiler is, but maybe some of our listeners might not know.
I think a millivolt is basically a little bit of electricity that runs itself. And that's it. It's always
you mean like it's a perpetual motion boiler?
I don't know anything about that, about electric. I'm just a plumber, you know? But was it.
What creates the spark?
The millivolt.
A millivolt.
Is it battery powered?
No, there's nothing. I don't know how it works. It's one little box, metal box by the burner. And it runs to the thermostat, and that's it. It just runs itself.
Unbelievable.
You're a plumber, and you saw a magic boiler.
A magic millivolt boiler, Andy.
What were you guys talking about, dead dogs?
We had a couple of dead dogs. There are a couple of dead dogs hanging around the studio, and Andy was poking them with sticks, and I was saying, Andy...
Well, there was nothing else to poke them with. What do you poke a dead dog with?
You don't have to poke it with anything, Andy. Let it rest in peace.
Look, there's a dead dog there. There's a stick in my hand. What the hell do you expect me to do?
Okay, thanks, Boswell. I would say Danielle won that round.
Danielle had a more interesting story.
Yeah, her son is her son.
I would disagree. I think Boswell's magic boiler story is the most interesting story we've heard so far.
Well, Boswell's gone.
Oh, this sucks.
You offended him with your dead dog poking.
This just sucks.
Is Danielle still there?
I am. And also, I will say, I'm not competing for the most interesting story. I'm competing for the biggest.
Oh, you stumbled into a fascinating story. Your baby Vinny, 5 weeks old, being freaked out by the pictures of Ken, having nightmares, already traumatized. This is fascinating stuff.
Okay, Danielle.
Can you imagine having a nightmare at the age of 5 weeks? Your first dream is a nightmare about Ken Friedman?
He's sleeping on your pillowcase. He's not sleeping on my pillowcase, Andy.
He's sleeping on both.
He's sleeping on my pillowcase.
You need a spare. When he spits up on one, you have to put that one in the wash,
hey,
and then he's got to have
Ken,
a spare.
Ken, what's our marathon premium going to be in March?
Six-pack. 7 second delay six-pack, remember?
No.
You don't remember that? We talked about it last week. It's going to be
a set
of beer can stickers.
So
you can create your own 7 second delay six-pack.
You mean you go out. Okay, so it's a 7 second delay six-pack. Six-pack of beer not included.
Yeah, we'll give a couple of six-packs away, but certainly most people are going to have to supply their own six-pack.
Okay, so you go to the store, you buy a six-pack of beer, and then you slap these six stickers on the beer can.
Right. And then you take
That'll be good, because then we can slap it on bottles of milk for my son.
Exactly.
You can slap it on your son, and your son is about the same size as a beer can.
There you go.
Hey, why don't we have 7 second delay like diapers or something? Can for a baby, some kind of baby merchandise.
Because there's not that many babies out there. I know Danielle's got a baby, a beautiful baby, but I don't.
Well, let me tell you this: yeah. We've had two calls today,
yeah,
and half of the calls have babies.
Well, that's because Danielle.
That's a good
half
argument.
Our listeners. Half our listeners, Ken.
Half our callers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't think they're representative?
No, I don't think that's representative. Hey, we got a couple of calls, Andy.
Okay, can their stories be more interesting than the magic boiler?
Okay. Veronica, you're on
Hi.
The air. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Long time no see.
Wow, great to have you back on the air.
Oh, man, it's great to talk to you.
Hey, Veronica, are you back from Detroit?
I've been back from Detroit for months.
Well, I guess my phone is broken, or I guess you lost my phone number.
Yeah, what? I guess so, because I haven't heard.
I guess so.
You haven't called or anything.
Hey, Veronica, do you have an interesting story about renovating houses in Detroit?
No, I didn't think this was like the interesting story show. I thought it was the biggest fan show.
Yeah, it is the biggest fan show.
Yeah.
Well, we have to decide, Ken.
If nobody else calls this hour, I got this.
We have to commit. Sure. Veronica, would you say you're our biggest fan?
I would say I'm the biggest fan that has called in. For sure.
Go ahead. Prove it.
Well, Veronica, wouldn't
Prove
you
it?
Agree with
yeah.
this?
Where do I even begin?
Veronica,
would
you agree that I
you guys
pissed you
that,
off? About 6 months ago, didn't I piss you off?
Almost 6 months ago.
Didn't I make you mad? I can't remember what I did.
Good God, Andy. That's like the New York Times having a correction box. It's like, oh, the New York Times made a mistake.
You mean it happens all the time? It happens regularly?
Yeah, that's my point.
I'm kind of mad at you right now because your interesting story idea is so crappy.
Okay. I know. We're in real trouble.
I'm sorry. Like, who with interesting celebrity stories?
Okay, Veronica, tell us why you're a bigger fan than Vincent.
Okay. Well, unlike Vincent, I can talk and walk.
Exactly.
And write.
And stool,
and speak English,
I've heard.
And I have
stool
friends.
Is very firm.
So already I'm way.
That's okay. That's okay. I bleeped it
Thank
out.
You. I don't poop myself.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't have to clean up after my urine.
You don't put yourself as much.
I can feed myself, so, I mean, I'm sure Vincent's going to get better at all those things, but right now I'm killing it.
But do you sleep with a 7-second delay pillow every night?
No, I don't, but I have the commemorative plates proudly displayed.
Oh, wait, are you saying that you didn't get the 7-second delay pillowcases from last year's marathon?
No, I didn't.
You didn't pledge.
We'll get you a set.
But I didn't request any merch. I requested no merch.
Oh, you requested no merch.
That's right, because I want all my money to go to the show.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool.
See what I mean? I remember the very first show I ever heard, which somebody gave me on tape. I've been listening for...
Yeah, that's how word used to spread.
How many years? Like since 2004? I love the show so much.
We were funny back then, weren't we?
I volunteered to help.
Yeah.
I love it less than I used to, obviously, since I started helping you guys with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
that really takes a bit of the shine off the apple.
I remember the first time I met you. I hypnotized you and told you to get your nose pierced.
That's not how I remember it happening, Andy.
And she did.
No?
No, I had it. It was already done.
It was already pierced.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Andy, you have to make the call. Who's the bigger fan, Vincent or Veronica?
Well, I think Veronica, right now, she's made a very strong case. She doesn't poop herself. As much, she can express her. She can express her gratitude.
That's right. Vincent poops.
Vincent had to get his mom to do it.
Exactly.
Vincent,
can I make one argument?
Yeah, go ahead, Danielle.
So Veronica said she's only been listening since 2004, and presumably she's older than 13 years old.
Yes.
Yes.
Which means that Vincent's been a WFMU fan his entire life. 100%.
Oh, can I rebut? Can I rebut Danielle's point now, please? Vincent has no choice but to listen to FMU.
I happen to know that the reason why Vincent poops himself so much is because he thinks the show is so hilarious.
How do you know that? He can't talk.
By the way, can I just interject that this show has suddenly become like my favorite.
I think my point stands. Vincent is being subjected to FMU. He is not freely choosing to listen to FMU.
Oh,
he really
like,
has no choice. I mean, and I would say actually Danielle is the fan here.
Oh my
so maybe
God. This
she
is
and
like,
I should go head to head.
It's like the baptism and a baptism argument. It's like baptism doesn't count for kids because they have no choice in the matter.
That's right. Yeah.
So we need like a 7-second delay baptism.
Andy,
this is my officially my favorite show of the year.
Wow, that turned around fast, Andy.
I had two beautiful women on the phone arguing about who loves us more.
Well, you have to make the call now. You got to make the call, Andy. We got two more contestants on the line.
They do?
Yep.
Are they? You mean women are going to be calling, telling us how much they love us?
I didn't say they were women.
How could we have waited so long before we did this show?
We're the only two women you're going to get calling this hour, for sure.
you might be right. Well, I can't vote against Veronica because I know what it's like to feel her wrath when she gets mad at me.
Suck it, Vincent.
Exactly. So I would say, Vincent, we hope to hear from you next year. We hope you're still a contender.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Danielle.
Bye.
Oh, man.
So we're at 201-209-9368. We want to hear from all our foxy chick listeners. We want them to call and tell us why they love us and how much they adore us. 201-209-9368. That's the foxy chick hotline.
All right. And we have our next foxy chick, Andy. We welcome to the phone line Joe in Morristown. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. I'm just calling up. I forgot. I didn't get the caller's name, but I think I could shed some light on the magic boiler situation.
Oh, the millivolt boiler.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, I'm gonna peace out.
No, Veronica, you have to stay on.
Veronica, oh, you're the thread. You're the foxy chick thread.
No, I thought this is the interesting.
No,
Veronica. Veronica, this man's a pretender to the throne. You're very important to the show now.
Joe, we're coming back to you because we've reverted back to the original topic. So just hang on the line. We're going to come back to millivolt boilers in a moment, And we move on to the next Foxy chick, Sam in Jersey City. You're on the air.
I love the show.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Is this Sam the appraiser?
I am the appraiser.
Sam, I love when you call because it's hard for you to call a show that you're involved in a bad show. Just that's just human nature.
And Andy, you should be very grateful to Sam because he declared last week's show not bad. Just
I know last week's show was on. I know you were on the fence. I don't know how I myself would have voted. And I appreciate your confidence.
I mean, you got to do better this show.
And people did make claims. Insurance claims were made about last week's show, but unfortunately, the appraiser. Yeah. So Sam, tell us why you're a bigger 7 Second Delay fan than Veronica.
Oh, well, I mean, I've been listening since 1999. When I say that I love the show, I actually mean it. I wrote you guys some foreplay once.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, back in the days when
Andy
had...
Andy refused to read any of the lines, but you did it right, Ken.
Back in the days when we had foreplay writers. Man, yeah. Oh my, those were the days.
Veronica, did you ever write any material for us?
I used to listen back around 1999, 2000, and it was the kind of thing where I would be like, couldn't get out of my car because I had to hear the end of the show. I'd be sitting in the driveway, that whole thing.
Oh, it's a driveway moment.
Hey, Ken, did we ever do a show about driveways to try to create artificial driveway moments that keep people in their car?
We did not. We should do that.
Oh, you should do a show about driveways.
I've had that idea.
I can't think of a better topic.
That's true. We have it. That idea's been kicking around for 10 years.
And Veronica, you nixed it, didn't you?
I missed what?
You nixed it. You vetoed that idea.
I might have. I don't remember.
You called it a dead dog of an idea.
Who can say?
Andy, you're friends with Robert Smigel, right?
I know Mr. Smigel, yes, I've worked with him.
Now, Robert Smigel does the voice of Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog. And I was thinking maybe you could get Triumph to promote your diapers. You know, you could say, that's a high-quality diaper for me to poop on.
Oh, I see. You mean if we did a diaper as a marathon premium.
Yeah, and then you could say for me to poop on. It would be hilarious.
I love that idea, Sam, and I'll tell you why I'm saying that. I can't afford to get on your bad side.
Yes,
it'll cost me serious money.
Is it too? I'd like to forfeit this match. I'm clearly outclassed here. I think forfeiting is against the rules.
I don't think you can.
How about this for a marathon premium? Veronica, Sam, Ken, tell me what you think of this. It would be a stick. It would be a dead dog poking stick.
Uh-huh.
And we could offer it to our listeners. Too. That's pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah.
We'd have to go out in the woods and collect a bunch of sticks.
Uh-huh.
But, Ken, there'd be no overhead. They're all free. They're lying on the ground in the woods.
That's true. And would we put a 7 Second delay something on it, on the stick?
Some kind of tag. We tape a tag on it.
Okay. I like the six-pack better.
I know. There's something about a stick, a dead dog poking stick. Because what do? You're walking along, you see a dead dog, you got nothing to poke it with.
Well, you could touch it with your foot, make sure it's dead.
Yeah.
You could nudge it.
Be very careful.
Well, Andy, you have to make the call now. Who's the bigger fan, Veronica or Sam?
Andy, you can take Sam.
I've got to go with Sam, and I'll tell you why. I love Veronica, and I appreciate all the help she offers, but Sam actually has a financial stranglehold on me at this point.
How could you say that?
Sam's the...
That's the butt I have to not only kiss, I have to crawl into that butt. I have to make camp there. I have to send that butt love letters every week.
I can't believe you're doing this to me, Andy. I really can't.
But I appreciate
just
everything.
Just because he's an appraiser?
He's our show.
I own you, Breckman.
He's our show appraiser. If Sam says it's a bad show and people make claims, Andy has to pay out dozens of dollars.
Okay. Well, that
well,
I mean,
Veronica,
all right.
Come,
I accept
come by
that.
In person,
if you're making
you know
this
do?
Ruling,
I
just
hypnotize you again.
So your I don't know insurance rates don't go up or something.
Yeah, that's true. They might go up. You mean if you send in a claim?
Right.
It would go up.
Well, I know a number of people bought multiple policies. So I know there's one person who bought 30 policies.
Is it too late to buy a policy?
Yeah, it's too late.
Is it too late to buy a policy?
It is too late to buy policies. It's not too late to collect if you're a policy holder.
No, you can still buy policies on the dark web for inflated prices.
Oh, cool. Hey, do you know much about the dark web?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Hey, can you guide us through the dark web maybe sometime?
We're looking for somebody who hangs out on the dark web a lot who can be our guide. And then we will go on the dark web with them. We can disguise your voice if you're on the dark web, you know, hiring hitmen or, you know, buying drugs.
Do you think you and I are mentioned at all on the dark web?
That would be a great thing to find out.
Well, why can't we find out right now? Can't you just go on the dark web?
No.
Well, I have a question. Can you do search, like, can you do, like, Google searches on the dark web? Because I thought that you had to already have the web addresses already. You can't do searches as such.
Ah, that may be. I'm not sure whether I think you can search different pockets of the dark web, but it may be true that you can't search the entire thing.
That's why it's called dark, because you can't search it, right?
Right.
Oh, man. Well,
wait. When you go onto the dark web, what comes up on your screen? What comes up on your screen? Is there like some kind of entry sort of website, like a homepage?
No, you have to put in an address of a place you're going to.
You just go to darkweb.com and you have all the sites just listed there.
Wait, hold on. You're talking so fast. Dark web.
Darkweb.com.
Right. Oh, that's great. I've heard only good things about this site.
Let's see. What's that dark web?
I got to go. But Sam, the better man, definitely won here. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Veronica. I love you more than Andy.
What happens when you go to darkweb.com?
So far, nothing.
Wait, you mean that's a URL address that's available?
No, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's not bringing anything up.
Just by checking it out, you're going to get heroin delivered to your door. I know that much.
It's interesting. Something's wrong when I try to go to darkweb.com. It's making my browser do very odd things.
Right now, 8 government cars are heading to your address.
Okay, we have Sam on the line. He's so far our biggest fan, and we have Joe who wants to explain us about the millivolt boiler.
Good. Wait, we should give our phone number away because we desperately need more calls.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. Joe, tell us about the millivolt boiler very quickly.
Real quick. Okay, I'd like to clear this up for this guy. But for a couple of years, they haven't made them in a long time, but there was a thermocouple that lives in the pilot plane, and the heat from the pilot generated millivolt electricity, and that was enough to run the controls on the boiler. It wasn't until they had to have a vent damper on the flue that opened and closed that you needed more electricity.
Right.
The millivolts wouldn't cut it.
Yeah, the vent damper is just drawing too much voltage.
That's it. That draws 24 volts. Millivolts were, you know, a fraction of...
What the hell are you talking about?
All right, Joe. Thanks for explaining us the magic millivolt boiler.
Gotcha.
Did millivolts come before Milli Vanilli?
They did. Okay, and now Sam is going to take on, who's Sam going to take on? Robert in Andover. You're on the air, Robert.
Yeah, well, if longevity counts for so much, and biggest fan, then so far I think I outrank everybody.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that.
How long have you been listening, Robert?
1994. I think I first picked up your program after rugby practice in Branchbrook Park. And
I just caught you in a lie. They don't play rugby in Branchburg Park.
Yeah,
they do.
Maybe they used to.
But here's what I need to know is if I win this, will I get the 20th secret word so I can finally get the second, extra program?
Nope.
Oh darn!
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember
talking about?
Andy, have you forgotten so soon the 7-second delay loyalty cards? Do you remember that?
No.
I remember those.
It was because of the 7-second delay loyalty cards that you and I went to see a horrible movie, Ricky and the Flash, I think, with Meryl Streep playing Bonnie Raitt. You don't remember that? We walked out on it.
Are you saying all this to make me miss your Millie boiler talk?
No.
Are you saying all this to make your boiler talk sound more interesting?
We did a 7-second loyalty card.
Yeah.
And if you properly filled out the 10 secret words, then you got a secret show. And
what was the secret show?
The one secret show we did was you and I drove to the Rockaway Mall movie theater, and we went to see this horrible Meryl Streep movie, Ricky and the Flash, I think it was called.
You thought it was horrible because you don't know the first thing about rock and roll.
Right? So you've blown the conceit. You admit there was no 20th secret word, so there was only one extra program. Damn you, Ken Friedman.
Andy,
I'll say this. This guy really is a fan. He remembers more about the show than I ever would.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm still waiting for that video of you watching the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the secret sex tape.
Don't give up hope on that. You keep waiting. You just park your seat right by the door. You just wait by that mailbox.
It's in post.
It ain't in post.
It's in the mail?
It's in the mail.
No, it's
You do sound like a big fan and a loyal fan, and we do appreciate that. What marathon premium would you like to get this year? Does this 6-pack stickers, does that sound like fun?
Don't both jump at that answer.
How about the stick, the polka dead dog stick?
I guess we have three ideas in the can now. 7-second delay 6-pack, 7-second delay diapers, or a 7-second delay dead dog stick. Robert, which do you prefer?
Dead dog poker. Dead dog poker.
Did the stick already poke the dead dog?
No. It's a virgin.
Oh, then it's clean.
Yeah, it's a clean stick.
I don't have to poke a dead dog with it?
You could. I mean, that's what it's meant for.
It's a perfect length and density for dead dog poking.
You're taking too long to think about it, Robert. How about you, Sam? Which of those three items?
I like the 6-pack stickers, except I think they wouldn't last too long. They'd be gone really fast.
Well, that says a lot about you.
Well, no, you drink the beer. You can drink the beer, and then you can then you have the can, and you can put the can. You can put the can
up on the mantelpiece.
Yeah, you can put the can up on the mantle, or you can send it to Danielle, and she can put it in Vincent's crib with him.
Maybe we should include a mantle with every 6-pack sticker.
One to Nick the Bard. One to Frangry. Oh, this is a great idea.
Okay, Andy, you have to decide who's the bigger fan, Robert or Sam? Sam the appraiser.
You're asking me to vote against Sam?
Sam the appraiser, yes. Sam the person who can determine whether or not you have to pay out bad show insurance. That's Sam, yes.
Is it really up to me?
Yes, it's up to you.
It's not fair because you know how much I love Sam. I almost have to recuse myself. I'm so infatuated by that man.
I'm going to take that as a vote for Sam. I'm sorry, Robert, but thank you for listening since 1994.
Have we been on the air since 1994?
We have, yeah. We've been on the air since 1990.
When would you say we peaked?
We've had a couple of peaks.
Well, it's not a rhetorical question. I know the answer.
A couple of valleys. Oh, when did we peak?
We peaked mid-1990.
No, we didn't. We didn't even start until late 1990.
I'd say you guys probably peaked around 2002, maybe, something like that.
No. 2002, we were in reruns because Andy got us scared after 9/11.
What does that tell you that our reruns are considered our high point?
Well, reruns are good shows. That's why they get rerun. So in a way, that was the high point. Okay, Sam now takes on listener Jennifer in Rockaway. Jennifer, you're on the air.
There you go. I love this show, Foxy Girls.
Hi, Jennifer.
About why they love us.
No, this is Michael in Boston.
Oh, hey, Michael in Boston.
Hi. I can't stand Andy's persona, and I often dislike the show, but I listen anyway.
Well, that is a true fan.
If you were going to go by longevity, then either Andy or Ken would win, and I think it would be Ken because it would be by how long you've been listening to the show, and Andy obviously doesn't listen to it.
True, true.
Well, I listen, I just don't retain what I hear.
You listen even though you don't like it.
No, I think he likes the show, he just doesn't like Andy.
Well, it's all part of the package.
No, but don't you understand, this guy is a true fan. He doesn't like me, but he will still listen to the show. That's how much
like
he enjoys the show.
The persona you have, you know, is just so, you know, that you use on it is just so abhorrent.
How would you describe?
Can you imagine being me? Can you imagine that? Believe me, I know exactly where you're coming from.
Well, I once asked Ken if Andy were like Andy on the show, and he gave an equivocal answer that kind of worked out to not exactly. So,
how would you?
This guy is a real fan.
Michael,
he listens in spite of his dislike of half.
I think I first found out about the show from Death Defying Radio Stunts.
Oh wow!
And you know, said that this was the only. This was as large a part of the media that the International Zionist Conspiracy would trust Andy with. And that's changed, and also these days I don't think I'd like to make that joke again.
And Michael, how would you describe Andy's persona on the air? You used the word
self-involved show business monster.
Yeah, just a smug sort of prick, yeah.
Self-involved show business
monster. Well, I'm a bit of that myself, monster. But it's more, you know, just like the way that you seem to be proud of being ignorant of stuff and, you know, just uninterested in anything that doesn't relate to your career. And
to me, yeah. For example, I find this call fascinating. Even though you don't like me, it's about me.
You know, Trump may have spent yesterday watching Michael Wolff on television or 2 days ago.
Okay, Andy, it's time for you to choose. Do you choose Michael from Boston or Sam the Appraiser from Jersey City?
Well, I can't. I'm just not going to vote against Sam. It's not in my own interest to vote against Sam, although I do appreciate how discerning our caller from Boston is. What would you say, Ken? Please advise me. Guide me, Ken.
Boy, it's a real toss-up. Yeah, somebody who detests half the show
love a lot of it.
More than half the show and yet sticks with it. That's saying a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by that.
Yeah. It kind of is the definition of my marriage too. It kind of is that same dynamic.
Yeah.
Hope not.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, the persona you're hearing over the phone isn't exactly me either, so
yeah, we all wear our masks. It's like that Billy Joel song, "The Stranger,"
or like that Twilight Zone episode where the masks,
yeah,
you know, just
but everyone wears masks. Yeah.
It's more like that Billy Joel song, "Captain Jack."
Hey Ken, play "The Stranger."
More like that.
Ken, play "The Stranger" so we understand what Michael means.
More like that Billy Joel song, "Still Rock and Roll" to me.
No, Andy, I will not play "The Stranger."
Oh. You're
what
so lucky I'm not there.
Italian
I'd make
restaurant.
You play it.
People at my high school worshipped Billy Joel.
Yeah, he was worshipped.
I immediately pegged him as the guy who gets his mother to drive him out to the Roosevelt Mall and to buy him an imitation leather jacket.
Okay, Andy, you got to decide because Jennifer from Rockaway has called back.
I've got to go with my best friend Sam.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Back to no less.
I'm sorry, Michael.
That's fine.
Yeah, Andy's got his headlamp up, and he's halfway up Sam's butt.
Andy.
Hi, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Foxy Chicks calling to tell us.
I'm
calling because, adore us.
You know, I really got to say that we here at our household, we just love Andy. And, you know.
Wait a minute. I'm liking this call.
We love, you know, we are actually this morning, we were watching some old Andy Letterman bits. And, you know, they help
something
water.
Something about this call I like. I can't put my finger on it.
Wow, which Andy
something
Letterman?
Something about her that I like.
Which Andy Breckman Letterman bits were you watching?
We watched him sing a song, play guitar, and he was singing about having a good day and not throwing up.
Andy, did you do your folk songs on the Letterman show?
Well, I actually there was a rock and roll accompaniment, Paul Schaefer and the Boys.
Yes. Wow.
It was very impressive.
Me.
Yeah.
I rocked out. There was a cancellation. I was on the writing staff, and David Letterman and his then girlfriend Meryl Marco came to see me at Folk City, and a couple of weeks later there was a cancellation. Some guest canceled at the last minute, and he asked me if I would fill in and sing one of my songs.
Wow.
It was at the last minute. And that's probably responsible for making me the household name that I am today.
And Jennifer, do you have the Andy Breckman pillowcase?
I haven't got that yet, but I mean, you know, anything's possible.
Well, that was last year's marathon. Hey, Jennifer, would you like to receive, I'm going to give you a choice of premium gifts next year.
Okay.
Dead dog poker, which is a stick. And you can poke it if you see a dead dog in the woods or on the street.
Made of wood.
Made of wood. It's a real stick, genuine stick. Or stickers you could put on a six-pack of beer that would have our faces on it and be more of a conversation piece.
Or a diaper. An adult. It comes in baby diapers. It also comes in adult sizes. Adult depends diapers.
Oh, my God. Adult diapers. Come on, Ken. Come on, Ken. How great is that?
I think I'd have to go with the stickers.
Yeah, the stickers.
No. Ken, we got to do the diaper.
Adult diapers.
How about diapers with stickers on them?
Look, if we do the adult diaper, you might not need it now, but you're going to need it someday.
How about little tiny diapers that you can put on a beer can?
Those are called beer cozies, Sam.
Yeah, that's
right. I love Sam's idea, and I'll tell you why. I'm afraid to cross it.
Yeah. Well, Andy, this is the final call you have to make. Who's your biggest fan, Sam or Jennifer?
I love it when Foxy ladies call and tell me how much they love me. I love Foxy ladies watching my old Letterman stuff, but I can't get past.
Don't forget about Monks.
I can't get past my love for Sam. Sam, you are our winner. You have your.
That just shows you that money trumps love right there.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Right. Thank you. It was fun. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Sam.
All right, my pleasure.
For winning the show yet again.
Billy, hey, Ken, play The Stranger as our outro.
Okay. I'll look for it here.
Yeah, like you don't have it in your iPod.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this wasn't such a good show. Andy was kind of kissing my ass too much.
Wait a minute. What? It. Hold on. My world makes no sense.
Okay, bye, Sam. Andy, I'm looking for it. Are you still there?
Would this be the first time The Stranger has been played on WFMU?
No, probably not. Ugh. Who's knocking?
That's me.
So you want the song The Stranger?
Yeah.
That's the name of a song on the album?
No. It's let me see. It's called The Stranger. Yeah, I believe it's the might be the title cut.
Yeah,
it's a
song.
Yeah. You'll learn a lot. Just listen to the lyrics, Ken.
I'm trying.
You learn a lot. It's all about people and how they wear masks and how you never really get to know the real person you're with.
Uh-huh.
Everyone really is a stranger. Listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, he's tinkling away at the keys. Hey, thanks to Veronica for today's newsletter. Thank you to Nick the Bard for screening.
And thanks to Sam, the greatest guy that ever drew a breath.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Thank you, Michelle Mealy, this year's thank you girl. We're going to be choosing another thank you girl soon. Oh, man, I remember this song.
Come on. Adult diapers, Ken, with our faces on.
Well, Andy, we're out of time.
Wait, Ken, you know what?
What?
It's adult diapers, and it would have our faces printed on the inside of them. And then you know what it would say across the top?
What?
You know you want to.
All right, we'll keep that under consideration.
Come on, Ken. This you're is, not going to hear a better idea all year.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for Skyping in, Andy.
Sure.
We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kimzilla. Ugh, I can't.
Clark's Live Wednesday.
It looks like the police are behind you, my man. Those are not real police cars, are they?
No, no, no. Those are studio cars we prepared to do this chase for us here today.
He's got to go 40 to 50 miles an hour, hit that thing. It's only 2 feet wide. He's got to hit it at the perfect angle. He's got to correct if he's off. It's a whole choreographed routine. This is nothing that no amateur should ever try. It is not the thing to do. It is, Conrad, are you ready? Wave your arm out the window if you're ready. Sir, as they say in Indianapolis, gentlemen, start your engines and away you go. Now, let me explain that Conrad and his partners out there, Bruce Barber and Roger Creed and Chuck Smith, have all been doing this for years and years and years. They are professional stuntmen. One man's been doing it for 10 years. All three of them did the movie Grand Theft Auto. That was where they wrecked 43 automobiles, including a Silver Cloud Rolls Royce. So they know what they're doing. They've worked together many, many times. There isn't any school you can go through to do this sort of thing. The biggest pressure concern for them is the safety of the spectators, the cameraman, the crew. They're all strapped in. They're all with roll cages. You've seen them on the Rockford Files police story. They're going to take one pass around. These are stunt cars. Those are not real police cars. They paint them up to look like that. They're stripped of radio knobs and sun visors and rearview mirrors, ashtrays, batteries, all up there. We got a little spin out there. Gas tank is removed. They've only got 1 gallon of gas in a small tank there. The glass is real. Each car is a roll cage. Remember, they've got their harnesses on. He's got to hit it now between 45 and 50 miles an hour. No more, no less. It's called a sidewinder. Front of his car will come off the ramp. He'll hook into it and flip into that dummy car. And here we go. Now watch ever so carefully. Going to head on view. Hold on to your hats. Here we go. Woo! Conrad, are you all right? You got it, brother.
Good evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life on WFMU. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
I feel cooler by proximity to tonight's guest. Like, I feel like our show just got bumped up. Like, at least 10. I don't know how cool points are measured, but 10 seems like a lot.
Yeah, by smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoke and fire points.
Yeah.
Crashy smashy. So cool.
Yeah. On tonight's very exciting, explodey.
Yeah, put on your seatbelts.
Yeah.
This is a seatbelt edition.
Seatbelt edition. I don't know if it's a headphone edition or not. Maybe, if you like hearing. Maybe it's like big speakers edition.
Yeah, this is a big speaker edition.
If you've got big speakers, turn those on.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to you, Jeff.
Yeah. Because on tonight's very exciting episode of In Real Life, we have guest Conrad Palmisano, who is a 49-year veteran of the stunt industry. He's a stuntman, a stunt coordinator on dozens of movies. The man has like 237 movie credits on IMDb.
Oh my God, the movie credits were so much fun to look through. Smokey and the Bandit, and he's got all like the new Jackie Chan movies.
Airplane, Naked Gun. Yeah, he's done all the Rush Hours. He was a stunt coordinator for all of those.
Uh-huh. The Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, Lethal Weapon things.
Yeah, yeah. Disturbia.
Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. Richard Burton. He was a stunt double for Richard Burton.
Yeah, I think, worked and on Leslie a film Nielsen. with mm-hmm. Richard Burton, called The Klansman with Richard Burton and Lee Marvin.
So, I mean, yeah, he's almost 40 years of stuntman experience in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So he's got the stories.
He has a lot of really great stories.
And he knows how to tell them.
Yeah.
And he's cool.
He's so cool. The list of things that he knows how to do, too. He can snow ski, he can jet ski, he can water ski, he can do knife and axe throwing. He's skilled in burns, open face burns, which we'll learn what those are. He can do car racing, car crashing, car jumps and flips.
And he can ride a camel. So that's who we're talking to tonight.
He's like the most interesting man in the world.
Right.
That's pretty much
it.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump right in. Don't forget to join us on the message board at WFMU.org and click playlists and comments, and we'll see you there. And we'll jump in a little bit, but we just want all the time to go to Conrad because he's a great storyteller.
Yes. I hope you guys enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Buckle up.
Focus is what's going to happen in that words between action and cut. And so you're so focused, you're not worrying about your love life, you're not worrying about paying the rent, you're not worrying about when the next credit card bill is due, whatever. You're just so focused on what's right in front of you. It's a very calm time. Hello, my name is Conrad Palmisano, and I'm a 49-year veteran stuntman. A stunt performer, stunt coordinator, and action director. When I started to be a stuntman, first of all, I just recently got out of the Marine Corps, and so I was in pretty good shape and a little tough. And that I went to Vietnam for $89 a month, and you got an extra $65 a month as combat pay. And then when I came back here, I stumbled into the movie business, and at that time, in order to become